This podcast was produced within the framework of Podject.
The secret to real happiness. As a young girl, I often sought the solace and wisdom from my grandfather, whose stories filled my heart with wonder. One crisp autumn morning, I sat at his feet and asked, "Grandpa, what's the secret to happiness?"
"The secret to happiness," he replied,
his eyes twinkled with ancient knowledge, "lies in helping others." Venturing into the forest near my grandparents' home, I stumbled upon a shimmering figure amidst the dappled light. A genie stood before me, offering free wishes with a caveat. They were non-rechargeable.
"Free wishes?"
I gasped, my imagination soaring with possibilities. "Can I wish for anything?"
"With reason," the genie replied, his voice carrying a hint of mystery,
"choose wisely." Encountering a poor woman on the street, her eyes filled with desperation, I hesitated before offering a wish, wealth beyond her wildest dreams.
"Spare some change, miss," she asked,
her voice tinged with hopelessness.
"How about something better?"
I smiled, wishing for abundance to rain down upon her. After granting the wish, I returned home, feeling a little weary but fulfilled. Walking to the bustling street, I noticed a wealthy woman, her face etched with sorrow despite her riches.
"Money can buy happiness, they say,"
she sighed, her shoulders weighed down by invisible burdens.
"Let's put that to the test,"
I proposed, granting her a wish for joy in every moment. After granting the wish, I returned home, feeling a little tired but content. Spotting a stray dog, its tail wagging weakly as it scavenged for crabs, I couldn't help but intervene.
"Hey there, buddy,"
I said softly, extending a hand. "How about a forever home?" With a whispered wish, a kind-hearted passerby appeared, offering the dog a warm embrace and a loving home. After granting the wish, I returned home, feeling a little exhausted but hopeful. Waking up the next day feeling very ill, I knew something was wrong. With a heavy heart, I returned to the forest to seek the genie's counsel.
"Why am I feeling this way? Why can't I have more wishes?"
I asked, frustration bubbling within me. With a gentle sigh, the genie reminded me of the condition attached to my wishes: to prioritize my own well-being before helping others. "You should have kept two wishes for yourself and one for others," the genius explained kindly. "Remember, true happiness comes from finding balance between caring for yourself and caring for others." Sitting one more with my grandfather, the wisdom of the mountains surrounding us, I realized the delicate balance between selflessness and self-care. "Happiness," Grandpa said, his voice a shooting bulk to my weary soul, "is found in nurturing yourself as you nurture others." With a nod of gratitude, I embraced the lesson learned, embarking on a journey guided by love, compassion, and enduring wisdom of generations past.